بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله، إن الله سميع عليم. صدق الله العظيم. In Surah Al-Hujurat, which we heard in tonight's Taraweeh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about etiquettes. Allah discusses social etiquettes, manners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, and Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O believers, لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. That do not proceed to give any judgment, any verdict, any decision in a shari'i matter without getting the judgment and verdict and decision from Allah and His Rasul first. Don't on your own precede Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in matters of deen and sharia, that you on your own, you say, this should be the verdict and decision, without getting command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It happened that some people were giving their own decisions until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tuqaddimu. Do not put forward anything before Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does so. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all listening. Allah has knowledge of every single thing. Allah is alim. Allah is all knowing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers again. And a second etiquette Allah explains to them. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. In the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not raise your voices. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches the believers that you are expected to have ihtiram for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such honor and respect, and in his presence, you should not raise your voice above his voice. Normally when a person will talk aloud to another person, a friend of his or somebody else, and he will raise his voice, so like that, one should not raise his voice aloud in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lest your a'mal, your actions become destroyed and you are unaware of it. Imagine a person's a'mal becoming destroyed. All his good deeds are washed away. So he gets no good deeds left. There was a Sahabi by the name of Thabit bin Qais, Thabit bin Shammas bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala, or Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiallahu ta'ala. He was an orator, very loud in his speech. He was very vocal. The moment he heard this verse, he felt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed this verse regarding him. So now he really believed that he was from Jahannam. أَنْتَحْبَتَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. That your actions will be destroyed. And you will be unaware that your actions are being destroyed because you are raising your voice above that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he stays in his home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you imagine what connection he had with every single sahabi of his, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made out Thabit radiallahu ta'ala's absence in his masjid for a few days. He's busy. I don't see him around. This shows that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had such concern for all his sahaba that he could actually feel the absence of a particular sahabi. So he sends the sahaba, go and find out. There are various narrations. And the Sahaba go, Sabit bin Qais is not speaking aloud from his house. He is so scared. He's whispering, he's not answering. They knock several times. They plead to him that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling you. Finally, when Thabit comes and he tells these Sahaba who had gone to call him, he says, no, I am from Jahannam. Because I am so vociferous and I'm so loud in my voice, in my tone. So I am from Jahannam. Inni min ahli nar. When they go and tell Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Thabit is worried because of this verse. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam consoles him and he says, that go tell Thabit, innahu min ahlil jannah. The Thabit is from the inmates of paradise. This verse is not for him. His voice was naturally loud. He did not show disrespect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This verse is talking about those who show disrespect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In his presence, they did not worry about him being present there and still they scream and shout on top of their voices. Sahaba would say, كُنَّا نَرَاهُ يَمْشِي بَيْنَ أَظْهُرِنَا وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. We should see Thabit walking amidst us and we knew this man is guaranteed a jannati. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he also became so afraid when this verse came down. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I will speak very, very softly to you now. So Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us adab, etiquettes. Ulama and mashayikh say, بِأَدَبْ بِنَصِيبْ بَأَدَبْ بَنَصِيبْ. We don't have mannerism, we don't have etiquettes. Then we have lost and we have deprived ourselves of a great share of deen. أَدِينُ كُلُّهُ adab. In deen, every part of deen will find etiquettes, manners. The etiquettes of a gathering. How we should sit in a gathering. The etiquettes of the home. Etiquettes of visiting a person. Etiquettes of visiting a sick person. Etiquettes of hosting a person. Etiquettes of being a guest at somebody's house. So the etiquettes for every single aspect of deen. Oh, alhamdulillah, our mashayikh, our ulama, they stress on adab and etiquettes. Because if a person has etiquettes, then he'll find himself becoming well-cultured, well-mannered, dignified, respectable. He'll be respectful. People will respect him. You see, he's got good manners. He's polite. He's not raw. He's not immature. He's not a person who just screams and he's harsh and crude and cruel. He's calm, he's composed. The way he talks, the way he walks, one can see his patience, his tolerance, his soft-naturedness, his composure. There was a delegation that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Wafd Bani Abdi Qais, and these people, when they reached Madinah Munawwara, then because of the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they rushed and they hurried to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the leader, he dismounts, he unpacks, he offloads the luggage they had brought, he ties the camels, he neatens himself, and he comes in a very dignified manner in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu praised him for this. So mannerisms, etiquettes, adab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in this surah. Ulama say that this surah has got a lot of etiquettes, adab in it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Allah talks about the believers whom Allah has chosen their hearts for taqwa and purified their hearts for taqwa are such people who lower their voices in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi. My respected brothers and elders, when we go to Madinah Munawwara, at the Rawdah Mubarak, when you make as-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, it should be done in a dignified manner. We have reached such a condition, a plight in the ummah today. Allah knows best what is next now. That almost every person takes out his cell phone there, his camera, and he's busy flashing. Strange and weird things take place there. If Rasulullah was present in front of us, would we take out a camera and start flashing it? Insan becomes so happy and amused to find himself or to show the whole world that he was there in front of the Rosa Mubarak. So he takes a picture of himself and everything. We should be going there in a dignified manner. Ulama and Mashayikh, Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi has written that when he should go for salam, he could not even go so close in front because he should become awestruck, dumbfounded, nothing coming out of his lips even. The love they had for Rasul, the ihtiram. He says, I would just stand at the spot where my knees would just buckle. So these are etiquettes and manners that the whole ummah has to learn. May Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. There were people who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was at a time when Rasulullah was resting in the afternoon. And we know the busy life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a human being, he required some rest as well. So these people came, they needed something, they needed to ask something. So when they appear there, from outside his quarters, they started shouting, Ya Muhammad! Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعَقِلُونَ. They don't have intelligence. This is not the right thing to do. To shout. What is the manner and etiquette? You should wait for Rasulullah to come out. So likewise, any person who we require to meet, there are etiquettes. You're going to an alim, to a mufti. You're going with your problem to some person and he needs to solve. Or you're going to a doctor. You have got an appointment. Then you keep to that appointment. You make an appointment. These are etiquettes. You know, because the person is soft and he entertains you, so now you can take advantage of the situation. At any time of the day or the night, you can just expect to just demand whatever you require. Yes, there are times when there are matters of emergency, urgency, no doubt. And we say, no, this person is supposed to be serving the community. So he must be ready at any time, of course, but he's a human being as well. How often we send a WhatsApp message or some person who we tried, very hard to get you, we say. It's easy to get the Prime Minister than yourself. We don't even know what is the condition of the person. We do not know what matters he has to go through and what procedures and what meetings he has and how busy he is. We expect everybody to be at our beck and call. That's how we have become selfish people. We expect the doctor to come immediately. We've got some work to be done. The person is working for us. He may be your staff, but he's a human being also. Few minutes delay, and we make such a big din, such a big noise. Now this is against the etiquettes of Sharia. We have no tolerance whatsoever. Islam teaches us not to become selfish. Islam teaches us to look at everybody else's comfort before you look at your own comfort. So these are simple etiquettes that ulama have written in kitabs. They have got so many. Kitabul Adab. Adab. Adab means manners, etiquettes. May Allah Ta'ala give us true mannerism, etiquettes, so we understand and we implement deen in totality. You see, when the non-Muslim looks at our habits, our mannerisms, our etiquettes, then either they'll become attracted to Islam if we display the correct etiquettes, or either they will go very far away. Islam taught the whole mankind true manners, etiquettes. Unfortunately, over a period of time, Musliman forgot those manners and etiquettes. Others understood it. They have brought it into their lives. That today we see those people have those manners and etiquettes, the manner in which they speak, the manner in which they thank you. Whereas a believer should be having those qualities. What a sad state of affairs. What we had, we gave it away. Now we have to look for it in other people's lives. But if you open the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you open the shama'il of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you open the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will only see good manners. You'll only see noble habits. You'll only see excellent traits and character. May Allah Ta'ala give us that hidayat. May Allah give us that true character. May Allah give us that noble qualities. Nobody is perfect. I'm the biggest sinner, biggest culprit. But when we read this, we feel the guilt. We feel the remorse in the heart. And we make dua, oh Allah, you give me hidayat to implement these beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam is the whole package. It's not just one or two things that we choose. If a person is good in certain thing, then he takes that and then he makes that is the only part of deen. No. It's a whole package. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in this surah a very, very important aspect related to social conduct and behavior about mocking people. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Throughout, Allah is addressing the believers, O believers, la yaskhar qawmun min qawm. A group of people should not mock another. Why? You will mock that person now because of some weakness in him, but tomorrow he may prove to be better than you are. عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. And specifically Allah mentioned about Nisa, women should not mock others. Perhaps those women who you are mocking, they will turn out to be better than you. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not look for faults of others. Do not deride others. Another terrible disease in the community. We sit back and we look for faults of every other person besides ourselves. The word lamzun comes in the Quran in wailul likulli humazatil lumaza. Woe, destruction be to every person who backbites and who derides others, who finds faults in others. The hadith of Rasulullah says, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالطَّعَانِ وَلَا بِاللَّعَانِ وَلَا الْفَاحِشِ وَلَا الْبَذِيِّ. A mu'min, a true mu'min, is not one who makes ta'ana all the time. Ta'ana means, keeps on finding faults, like this, like that. Why are those people like that? Why is he doing that? Why is she like this? What's wrong with those people? We hear it all the time. Not because I'm belong from, to a certain group of fraternity of people, so I will mention, but this is the reality. All of us get involved in this. Hey, what's wrong with the Molanas? Why the Molanas are like this? Why the Muftis are saying like this? A whole day, a whole night, that is the only thing. We have belong now to the social media. We're part of this social media now. So what comes in a WhatsApp? So all the same thing. This Molana, that Mufti, that this, or that group of people, or those people. What's wrong with the Jamaat brothers? What are those people? Those khanka. We say it. I'm being honest and frank. We talk these things. What's wrong with the khanka people? My respected brothers, and Allah does not need any person. Allah does not need me. Allah does not need you. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not mock any person. We do not know what our condition will be tomorrow when we leave this world. When we stand up on the day of Qiyamah, those people who we mocked in this dunya, they may be successful. They'll be smiling, happy faces. And we will be at a loss. Then it will be too late to cry. A mu'min, a true believer, looks at his own self. He has too many faults of his own to be preoccupied and worry and check on his own weaknesses to improve himself than to point a finger at A, B, C. It may seem a bit crude the way I'm putting it across, but respected brothers and elders, this is an amana for myself. I mentioned I'm also guilty of it. Allah, make my islah. If we are not going to mention these things, then we are carrying on and carrying on and carrying on. We're just massaging our souls with nice bayans and good oratory talks and here, mashallah, what a good bayan, and he speaks like that. And we massage our nafs and we are very content, but we are not making islah of our hearts. We are not making islah of our lives. Our hearts are not becoming pure. Last night I mentioned about the nafs, the tazkiyah of the nafs. So we will carry on mocking the whole ummah. We'll find faults in every person. In the masjid also we find faults. Really. This is the truth. Unfortunately, we have become that. You will hardly find a person who will come up and give some good words of motivation. Nobody asking for praises. Nobody wants praise. But you hardly find those warm words of encouragement. And that is why we're losing our youth. Because we fail to give them words of encouragement. Last night, alhamdulillah, we had a beautiful session with our young brothers in Atikafia. They require motivation. They do not want every second day we keep on pointing. Yes, there are times when they require some admonishment. But if you're only going to find faults about the youth and this and that and that and this, when last did we place our hand around a young person's shoulder and embraced him and brought him to the masjid and welcomed him? When last did we do this? Have we become so holy, so pious, that we've got a special book and we are able now to put a cross in every other person's name beside ourselves? This is a thing that we have to now remind ourselves and be wary of. Allah talks about it. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't keep on deriding yourself and finding faults in one another. Then Allah says, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Do not even call people with bad nicknames. What nicknames comes in today's time? Ya Allah. So a person gets offended. Imagine if somebody is given a nickname because of some weakness, physical weakness. And the person's father is there or son is there and you're calling the person by that name. How will the child feel? How will the parent feel? In essence, if you really look at it, if you're looking at somebody's physical weakness and you're mocking him or calling him a name because of that particular weakness, who created him? Have you ever thought about that? Did he create himself that he became like that? Allah created him. Allah created every person in a different shape and form. And that is the wisdom of Allah. Every person has got a different color. Who gives us the right to mock somebody because on the basis of his color? In the verse today, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uba wa qaba'ila li ta'arafu. Allah has created different people, groups of people, tribes, races. Why? Li ta'arafu. So that you recognize one another. If everybody is same color, same tribe, so difficult to know whose father, whose son, whose grandfather and nephew. There'll be chaos. Allah's wisdom. Different tribe, different families. But nobody has the right to say we are more superior than the others. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The most honorable are the most, those who have the most taqwa. Taqwa, that's the answer. You want to be the closest to Allah? You have the most taqwa. Allah does not look at the outward features of any person because Allah gave you the features. Allah does not look at the bank balance of any person. Allah is the one who gave you that money. Allah wants to see your taqwa. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, when Makkah was conquered, Nabiya Kareem some told Bilal, go on top of the Kaaba and call out the adhan. Bilal, the Abyssinian slave, radiallahu ta'ala. You know who's Bilal radiallahu ta'ala? The freed slave. Who freed him? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. His masters used to beat him because he brought Iman. They should drag him on the scorching sands of Makkah. Place a rock or boulder on his chest. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala say, Ahad, Ahad, the one Allah, Ahad, the one Allah. They would take turns in beating him. But he never renounced Islam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. We see Sayyidina Bilal. Why? Respect for Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. He's our master. That's why ulama say, A'taqa Sayyiduna Sayyidana. Those who know Arabic will understand this better. Our master freed our master. Who? Our master Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu freed our master Bilal radiallahu anhu. What love Allah has placed in our heart for Bilal radiallahu anhu. Really. We're just waiting for the day of Qiyamah to see these Sahaba. Bilal radiallahu anhu is seen in the dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Sallam sees the dream. And in the dream, he hears footsteps in front of him in Jannah. فَسَمِعْتُ خَشْخَةً عَلَيْكَ. He tells Bilal the next morning, Bilal, last night, I saw a dream and I heard your footsteps in front of me in Jannah. Bilal, what is it that you're doing? Ya Rasulullah, whenever my wuzu breaks, I make a fresh wuzu and I read 2 rakat namaz. In one narration, whenever I make any guna, then I read 2 rakat toba namaz. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. The love he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when Rasulullah left this world, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala could no longer call out the azan. He didn't have that himmah, the courage. He couldn't call. Kamsu ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasul, can't. So he says, I'm leaving Medina. Abu Bakr radiallahu, Bilal, how can you leave? No, you can't go. So he tells Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, oh Abu Bakr, if you freed me for your sake, then okay, I'll remain here. But if you freed me at that time in Makkah for the sake of Allah, then let me go. He says, I had freed you for the sake of Allah, you may go. So he goes to Damascus. He could not stand it any longer. He could not bear living in Medina without Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after some time in Damascus, in Damascus, he sees a dream. In the dream, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh Bilal, what's the matter? So long, you haven't come in to visit me? Bilal wakes up and he rushes to Medina Munawwara. And when he happens to go there, who does he see? The beloved grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they pull him. You got to call out the azan today. They beg him. It's time for salat. And Bilal goes and he gives the azan. When he gives that azan, can you imagine? Those of us who went to Medina Munawwara and you were so used to the beautiful azan, and suddenly in your masjid, suddenly you hear that azan, you feel like you're in Medina. They hear the Bilal radiallahu anhu azan again. Men, women, children start coming out of the homes, coming, rushing to the masjid, reminding as though Rasulullah has come out. But Bilal radiallahu anhu, as he comes to ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, falls unconscious. He's unable to call out the azan. That was the love he had for Rasulullah. So when Makkah was conquered, Rasulullah tells Bilal, you go on top, give the azan. So as he goes on top to give the azan, some of the disbelievers began to remark. One disbeliever said, ho, how lucky my father is that he did not live to see this day when this black Abyssinian has to call out this call to prayer. Another person said, could Muhammad not appoint anybody else but this black crow? The moment they said this, Nabi Kareem is informed, he asked him, did you say this? And Allah sends down this verse, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uba wa qaba'ila lita'arafu, inna akramakum inda Allah yatqakum. So Islam teaches us, there's no discrimination. There's no discrimination in our safs. Black, white, brown, all different colors. Whichever country, whichever color, whichever size, who you are, you can be the mufti, you can be a street sweeper, all standing together in one line. This is the unity Islam shows. May Allah unite our hearts. So this is the etiquette we should show, not only in the masjid, because now you have to stand next to this person in the saf. The same thing you do at home. And if the domestic worker or the helper, you have no right to think yourself to be superior to than that worker. And if you show the true akhlaq to that domestic worker, to that helper, then you will find that person will be attracted to Islam. There is no doubt about that. No doubt. May Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. I'm digressing now. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about mocking people, finding faults, calling people nicknames. Allah says this is an evil thing. After iman, this is regarded as fisk. It's a sin to do such a thing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about suspicion. Another problem that we have. We have evil suspicions about people. We think, okay, this person and this man and this woman, they're having an affair. And we base it on our own assumptions. We have got no truth, no basis on making those allegations. Very common. If you happen to see Mr. A coming out from somewhere and somebody else, then immediately, now this guy is having an affair. And straight away, without even verifying the matter, first of all, it doesn't even concern you. But without any justification, then you start spreading it like wildfire. Now, how much of nuqsan we are doing to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always check the veracity of the statement that has been given to you. Our problem is, we like to be the first in broadcasting. Many people. Hardly the event has occurred even, and it's already on your cell phone. Always wait. So what if somebody else gives the news that Eid Moon was sighted before you? You want to be first in everything. And what happens? Then you make a big mistake and it's embarrassment for you. Relax. Let somebody else get the credit. So what if you didn't give it first? There have been instances of a person, wallahi, I know, person comes to one masjid, he sees in the funeral notice, his own name, janazah written. Lucky he didn't faint then. If somebody just thought it's this particular person because of the same name or similar surname, and he thought it's him, and he sent the message. Long time it was. Always check, ascertain the truth, the veracity of the whatever the thing is, if you have to. There's a person, a slave, was purchased by a master, but he would cause a lot of fitna. So, he tells the wife of the master that your husband is having an affair with another woman. So what you need to do, at night you take a razor and a few strands of his beard, you need to pluck it and bring me those hair. I know how to read some amal and I'll do something, then his love will only be for you. She says, very good. The woman, they like all these things. Really? Brothers, again, maaf. Allah protect me from jadu, from sihar, from nazar. Allah protect all of us. Read the three quls. Read the three quls. Is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will protect you from every evil. Read ayat al-kursi. Read the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. Guaranteed protection. Is the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No magician, no sorcerer can harm you. After reading all this, if Allah wants harm to come to you, it will come to you. Every person who comes into the town, ladies, hey, that person is here, we need to go for tawis, I don't know, some people's homes, how many tawis hanging everywhere around. This is reality. We have to understand Quran, Hadith. Become practical, believe. I'm not against now tawis and things like that, but everything is just tawis. Any person you go, 99 out of 100 you go to some of these amils, somebody did something to you. Who did it? First thing you think is who? Your mother-in-law or sister-in-law. First thing. See, suspicion. And sometimes they make you do such things they do to you, you get mesmerized and you actually take those people's name. Wallah, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah has passed on. I was there when somebody phoned him and some amil had come. Maulana pleaded for Allah's sake, don't believe what that man is saying. I'm telling you, even though you can see the thing and they're showing you things and all, there's nothing. It's all in your mind that's telling you that because you had whim on that person. My sister-in-law, she's always after me. So you start saying those things. And poor innocent person, see what allegations are made. And so much of nuqsan to deen. Families have been broken. Families. Again, make dua Allah protects us all the time. But alhamdulillah, we have conviction in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So no harm will come, inshallah. So this man, he tells this lady, go and cut a few strands and bring it to me. I'll blow and everything will come right. So she says, okay, no problem. Tonight I will do it. He goes to the husband and says, you know what? Your wife is making a plan to kill you. She's got an affair with somebody else. Tonight she's definitely coming to attack you. So he says, okay, I'll pretend as though I'm sleeping. So poor lady, she's coming to take some strands of beard. Why? For that other person to make some amal. And when she comes, she's pretending as though he's asleep and he catches her and he kills her. When he kills her, her family come and they see that he had killed her, so they kill him. See? All this is just on suspicion, on waham. Like there have been so many examples of mashayikh have mentioned about an incident where a woman lost her earring. And the first thing she thought, it's her sister-in-law. And she believed it. And there was so much of disunity in that house. The husband broke ties with his own sister. Nobody is talking and fighting. And they find that earring 3 days later in the pillowcase. You see? Waham, what he does. In the Ba'd al-Dhanni, if Quran says that some suspicion is guna. If you see a Muslim brother doing something wrong, or Muslim sister, and you cover his or her fault, Allah will cover your fault on the day of Qiyamah. Man satara Musliman, satarahu Allahu yawm al-Qiyamah. But if you want to deride him, and you want to make a mockery of him, and you want to expose him, yeah, there are times when a person is exposed if he becomes an open sinner. If he's open sinner, he himself is so brazen about his sins. He's in public and he's all in the media and he's happy about it. That's a different matter. He's himself broadcasting his wrong. Or you have to mention to others because you want to really save them. You've got genuine feelings for the next person. You know he will get harmed by that particular person's evil. So you just tip him off. Just be careful. That's all. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا and do not spy. Similar. Spying on each person. وَلَا يَخْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا and do not make ghibat of one another. This is such a guna, Allah forgive us. Most of us get caught into. Scholars, ulama, Allah forgive us, Allah protect us. Most of us get involved in this. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah has mentioned, from all these, the ghibat seems to be the most severe. But Allah then expounds on it. Allah says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُ. What does one of you like to eat the dead meat, the carrion of his brother? You will never like to do that. Take a dead body and say, now go eat it. Who will do it? Nobody. So just like that is when you make ghibat of your Muslim brother or sister. Nabi Kareem asked Sahaba, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْغِيبَةِ. You know what is ghibah? He said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah and His Rasul know best. He said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. You're mentioning, you're speaking about your brother, something that he will dislike you talking about him. You mentioned something of your Muslim brother or sister, that if he has to hear you spoke about this, it will hurt him. So the Sahabi asked, but what if that quality is definitely found in him? He is guilty of that particular thing we're talking about. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, that is ghibat, that is backbiting. That he's got this bad quality and you are talking about it in his absence. And if you talk about something which he is not guilty of in his absence, then you have slandered him. فَقَدْ بَهَدْتَهُ. So many times a person utters a statement without even thinking much about it. Sometimes it's a very beautiful statement, a very noble statement, a very good statement. And he didn't really have much intention to say those words, but he said it. But through that, Allah elevates his position in the hereafter. He gets very high stages in Jannah. And the contrary, sometimes he utters something, he blurts out something, and not really having much consideration of what he was saying and thinking about really what he's saying. He just said it. But it causes him to go into the ebb of Jahannam. Therefore,
When a Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, man najat? What is salvation? How do I save myself from the fire of Jahannam? He said, Amlik alayka lisanak. Control your tongue. Control your tongue. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah say, Pehle tol, phir bol. Weigh your words first. Measure your words before you speak. How often you will say something, you will hurt the next person's feeling. You will get involved in ghibat. So when the person comes to know, they spoke this about me, how will he feel? So what is the remedy for ghibat? Talk about your own faults. If somebody is making ghibat of another person, and you have that authority and power and strength at that time to stop the person, then you should do so. If you are unable to do so, you don't have the authority, then move away from that gathering. Obviously, if you're moving in a vehicle, now are you in a jamara of the car? So there you will try and change the discussion, the cause of the discussion. Change the topic. Or you speak good of that person who's being spoken ill of. And if you can't do that, then at least close the ears of your heart. And just don't become an active participant in it. And don't agree with what's happening. If you know that that person whose ghibat you made, the news has reached him, then it becomes necessary for you to go there and ask him for maaf. And if you know definitely that the news has not reached him, and you realize your mistake, so ulama said, now you don't go and tell him, bhai, sorry man, I made your ghibat. Now you're starting the whole problem again. You're asking for maaf in general. And if he has passed on, what are you going to do? You have to make istighfar on his behalf. Oh Allah, forgive me, forgive him. Allah, forgive me, forgive him. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to control our tongues. May yadmalli ma bayna lahyayhi ma bayna rijlayhi admallahu al jannah. That person who guarantees me protection of his tongue and his private parts, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I guarantee him jannah. I guarantee him Jannah. When Rasul saw Jahannam and the inmates of Jahannam, he said, Inna akthara ma yudkhilu an-nasa an-nar, those sins which are most responsible of putting people into Jahannam are al-fam wal-farj. Is the tongue or the mouth, the tongue and the private parts. Therefore, the month of Ramadan we had. And of course, we have a few more days to still practice on this control of our tongue, control of our tongue. Especially ghibat, especially ghibat, especially ghibat. Don't get involved in ghibat. Don't get involved. I know of people who passed away in our country, in our town, on a 27th night, Laylatul Qadr night, inshallah. Ordinary person. Mubarak maut, very beautiful maut. When they inquired, what was it? Something special, some extra namaz, tahajjud, or tilawat, or dhikr, what is it? It was a lady who passed away. So the daughter said, whenever people spoke ghibat of any person, my mother would immediately put her fingers in her ears and she would never listen. What a mubarak maut Allah gave her. This tongue is small in size. Jirmuhu saghir. Jurmuhu kabir. But his sin is very, very big. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to exercise complete control on our tongue. Inshallah, if we do this, Nabi Kareem has mentioned, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, that person who believes in Allah and the last day, falyakul khayran aw liyasmut. He should either speak good words that would be of benefit to people, taking them closer to Allah Ta'ala, some good benefit for them, or you should rather just keep quiet. Just remain silent. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Tonight is the 25th night. It's an odd night again. We're exactly halfway through with Allah Ta'ala's fazl, Allah make the remaining half go very easy with afiyat and acceptance. As I mentioned so many times already now, Allah knows best whether tonight is Laylatul Qadr night or not. It could be. If Allah wills, Allah Ta'ala knows best. Our job is to beg and beg and cry to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that nobody must be deprived of the blessing of tonight, inshaAllah. Recite the Ruh Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you have not forgiven us as yet, my Allah, from the beginning of Ramadan till tonight, Ya Allah, then tonight you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma, hamare khataon ko maaf farma, hamare lafzijon ko dargozar farma. Ya Allah, hum mujrim hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum iqrari mujrim hai. Ya Allah, hum zaeef hai, hum kamzor hai, hum nalaiq hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu ghani hai, tu hamid hai, tu aziz hai, tu hakeem hai, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, the heavens are in your control, my Allah. Dunya and akhirat is yours, my Allah. You are the creator of every single thing, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the knower of everything, my Allah. Ya Allah, izzat is in your hand, my Allah. Zillat is in your hand, my Allah. You are the giver of kingdoms, my Allah. You are the snatcher of kingdoms, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Insan belongs to you. Angels belong to you. Jinnat belong to you. The animals belong to you. The sun, the moon, the stars, the skies, the earth, the mountains, the fountains, the oceans, the seas, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. Nobody more powerful than you, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you. You see everything, you hear everything, you know everything. Ya Allah, your knowledge encompasses every single thing. There isn't a tiny molecule, there isn't a particle, there isn't an atom, there isn't a speck of dust, my Allah, that can be hidden from you. Ya Allah, you are the provider of every person, my Allah. You provide for every creation of yours, my Allah. You are Razzaq, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single person, Ya Allah, every single creation requires you, my Allah. Every single creation is totally dependent upon you. You are Ghani, you are Hamid, you are independent, you are Samad, you are Beniaz, you are not Muhtaj. Ya Allah, we are Muhtaj, we are Faqirs, we are beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah, in this large gathering, my Allah. All those who are present here, my Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are doing this, Ya Allah, having hopes in your mercy. Ya Allah, we have heard about your mercy. We have spoken about your mercy. Ya Allah, you have mentioned about your mercy. Ya Rasulullah has mentioned about your mercy. Ya Allah, you will never deprive us, my Allah, of your mercy. Ya Allah, we are begging to you. We are knocking at your door. We are tapping at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not ignore us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, look at us, my Allah, with a merciful glance, my Allah. Just that one merciful glance. Ya Allah, one merciful glance, my Allah. Ya Allah, it will wash away all of our sins, my Allah. It will make us successful, my Allah. In dunya, in qabr, in akhirat. Ya Allah, become ours now, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. We know we have angered you. We know we have disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, but your raham, your mercy, your love for us is far more than our parents have for us. Ya Allah, despite our mothers having so much of love for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, your love for us supersedes the love our mothers have for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Al-Wadud. Ya Allah, Muhammad is from you. You are Rahim. You are Rahman. Rahmat is from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us tonight of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, if it is Laylatul Qadr, my Allah, forgive us completely. Bless us with the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Make Jibreel alayhi salatu salam and the jamaat of the angels descend, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them salute us, my Allah. Make them make salam to us, my Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Answer our duas, my Allah. Answer our supplications, my Allah. Do not make us go empty-handed, my Allah. Do not make us return as losers, my Allah. Allahumma la taruddana khaibin. Allahumma la taruddana khasirin. Allah, we need you, my Allah. Every breath of our life, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, show us where else can we turn to, my Allah. Is there any other place we can go to, my Allah? There is no other place. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. Ya Allah, there is no refuge. There is no protection from you. But you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are running to you, my Allah. You have said, fafirru ilallah. We have left sins, my Allah. We have abandoned those gunas, my Allah. We are nadim, my Allah. Hum sharminda hai. Hum nadim hai. We are remorseful, my Allah. Ya Allah, we committed too many sins, my Allah. We disobeyed you. We angered you. We know that, my Allah. We confess, we acknowledge our weakness, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, we forgot at that moment, my Allah, that you are watching, my Allah. Ya Allah, we had the audacity, my Allah. We had the courage to commit those sins, my Allah. Despite you being Allam al-Ghuyub, despite you being Basir and Samim. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, bull ho gayi, Ya Allah. We made a mistake, my Allah. We will never go back to that mistake again, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage not to go back to those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat, my Allah. Give us that courage, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made promises before, but we broke those promises, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have realized our mistakes, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to progress spiritually, my Allah. We want to have a strong iman, my Allah. We want to have a bond with you, my Allah. We want to become your friend now, my Allah. We do not want to become shaitan's friend, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to have evil company, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to go to zina and riba anymore, my Allah. We do not want to go to drugs and alcohol, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to go to those filthy gunas, my Allah.
Ya Allah, we do not want to go cast those lustful glances at haram women, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to watch pornographic material anymore, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to listen to music anymore, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to consume haram anymore, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to have pride in our hearts anymore. Anger and jealousy and enmity and malice, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha, anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, guide us, ya Allah. We are like little children, my Allah, who are just learning how to walk, my Allah. Ya Allah, when the child begins to take a walk, my Allah, the parents stand on the other side of the passage, my Allah. They want to see the child taking the first few steps, my Allah. The child takes a few steps, and the child is almost going to fall. But before the child can fall and get hurt, those parents come dashing forward, and they save their child from getting hurt, from falling and stumbling. They grab the child, they caress the child, they fondle the child, they kiss the child. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, eh Malik, eh Kareem. Ya Allah, we are your makhluk. You are our Khalik. We are not going anywhere else, my Allah, because there is no other door we can go to. You have got no partners, my Allah. You've got no parents, my Allah. You've got no wife, my Allah. You've got no children, my Allah. You've got nobody equal to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ahad and Samad. Alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. We ask you by your Ismi Azam tonight. We ask you by your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifatul Ula, your beautiful names, your excellent qualities. You are pure. Subhanak. Ya Allah, you are free from any defects, any deficiencies, any blemishes. You've got no shortcomings. You are powerful. You are pure. You are absolutely pure. Ya Allah. Ya Malik, Ya Kareem. Ya Allah, you are the possessor of your Arsh, my Allah. Your Kursi, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. You are Maliki Yawmiddin, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us before mort overtakes us, my Allah. Forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single person who's here in this masjid tonight, my Allah, they are young, they are old, ulama, they are huffaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are youth, so many, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come here. You have brought us here, my Allah. You have brought us to your house, my Allah. Ya Allah, after bringing us to your house, ya Allah, you will never deprive us, my Allah. It is impossible that you deprive us. Ya may yara ma fi dhamiri wa yasma'u, anta al-mu'addu li kulli ma yutawakka'u. Ya may yurajja, ya man yurajja fi shada'id kulliha, ya man ilayhi al-mushtaka wal-mafza'u. Eh, my Allah, eh, my Allah, where else can we turn to? Which other name of yours can we take now, my Allah? Ya Allah, if you are not going to forgive the sinners, my Allah, if you are only going to look after the good doers, my Allah, then where can sinners like us go to, my Allah? Ya Allah, where can the sinners like us go to? Ya Allah, if the dog is chasing one butcher, it goes to another butcher. Ya Allah, if he's chasing that butcher, it goes to another butcher. Ya Allah, until he's given that meat. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, there is no other ilah. There is no other ilah beside you, my Allah. We can't go anywhere else, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are only at your door, my Allah. Brothers are making itikaf, my Allah. People have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have kept roza today, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read Taraweeh. All you, your fazal and karam and tawfiq, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are weak people in this majlis, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are elderly people, my Allah. They have Ram on their white beards, my Allah. They are masoom children, not even baligh, my Allah. Ya Allah, hear their ameens, my Allah. Hear their sobbings, my Allah. Their tears that are flowing down people's faces, my Allah. Abdurraham farma, karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, abdurraham farma. Change our lives, my Allah. We do not want to live filthy lives anymore. Ya Allah, make us pious, my Allah. Make us pious, my Allah. Make us from the muttaqeen now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard about your lovers, my Allah. We have read about them, my Allah. People told us about the lovers of Allah. Make us your lovers, my Allah. Even though we're so weak and so rotten, my Allah. Purify us, my Allah. Cleanse us, my Allah. Ya Allah, purify us, my Allah. Make our hearts clean, my Allah. Give us a qalb salim, my Allah. Give us a sound heart, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your zaat. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us steadfast on taqwa. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our dunya asan for us. Make our akhirat be asan for us, my Allah. Make the road towards you, ya Allah, be easy and mazi.
mazedar, my Allah. Give us hayat taib, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a ba-lutf zindagi, my Allah. Give us a life of happiness, my Allah. A life of bliss, my Allah. A life of serenity and tranquility and comfort. Not a wretched life. Not a miserable life. Full of sorrows and problems, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove the difficulties of the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ummat bohat pareshan hai, ya Allah. Ummat bohat pareshan hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we'll never tell you about the ummat's pareshani, my Allah. We know it is because of our doings, my Allah. Our weaknesses, my Allah. Our sins, my Allah. That our brothers and sisters are suffering other parts of the world. Ya Allah, you gave us so many bounties in this country. Ya Allah, you gave us so much of riches, my Allah. You gave us so many ni'mat. Still we are not content. Still we are greedy. Still we fuss. Still we complain and complain and complain. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, don't become naraz. Ya Allah, have you become naraz with us that you are not giving us rain anymore, my Allah? Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We are making tawbah and istighfar tonight. Ya Allah, send beneficial rains to our country, my Allah. Give us beneficial rain in our town, my Allah. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allahumma aghithna. Allahumma aghithna. Allahumma aghithna. Ya Allah, don't become naraz with us. Give us tawfiq of doing those things that will make you happy, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing amal saliha, especially after the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, all those making itikaf in this masjid and all other masajid, Haramain Sharifain, Masjid Al-Aqsa, in every masjid of our town, every masjid of our country, every masjid in the world, my Allah. All those who are in i'tikaf, ya Allah, accept the i'tikaf. All those who have raised their hands, my Allah. All those who are turning to you, ya Allah, forgive them. Even those who have not turned to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, even forgive them, my Allah. You are the Allah of the good and the bad, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make anybody mahroom of the barakat of Ramadan. Let it not happen, Ramadan goes by now, and still we are not forgiven. Ya Allah, don't make us amongst the ashqi. Ya Allah, Allahumma a'tiq riqabana wa riqaba abaina wa ummahatina wa azwajina wa awladina minan nar. Ya Allah, emancipate our soul from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our nasal, our progeny, our relatives, our musallis, my Allah. Of all the masajid, especially this masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, all our mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Ya Allah, every ummati of Nabi Kareem, protect us from azab of qabr. Protect us from azab of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, whatever needs and hajat we have, my Allah, you are well aware of each person need, my Allah. Ya Allah, our list is so long, my Allah. Our Rasulullah has taught us, even if we need a shoelace, my Allah, still we must beg from you. Because your treasures are full. If you give and you give and you give, still nothing decreases from your treasures, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you from your khazana of rahmat, ya Allah. Fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hadat, ya Dafi al-Baliyat, ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Ya Allah, people have got depression, remove the depression. People have got different sicknesses and ailments. So many have got cancer, ya Allah. So many have got heart disease, ya Allah. So many got diseases of the mind and the memory, my Allah. So many have got diseases, ya Allah. They are unable to walk. People have got stroke, my Allah. Ya Allah, masum, young children have got problems in ICU, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu shafi hai. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Protect us from those diseases also, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially of our family, our friends, our mashayikh, our ulama. Ya Allah, give them the highest of stages. Ya Allah, they made an effort, my Allah. Ya Allah, they passed this test and they have reached you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are still treading this path towards you, my Allah. Make us successful, my Allah. Don't make us failures, my Allah. Make us become the means of hidayat, my Allah. Of billions and billions and billions of people coming to you, my Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat. All good works of deen. Da'urat tablighi mahnat qabool farma. Ya Allah, the mashayikh and the khankas, they're making effort on our heart to accept the khidmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, darul ulum, makatib, madrasas, hifz classes, different organizations, ya Allah, all the good work, ya Allah. Accept each person good work, grant each person ikhlas and acceptance, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Give us halal and tayyib rozi. Make our rozi be asan, especially our brothers who are maqroos. and our sisters who have got debts, Ya Allah, help them to pay off the debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make any one of us muhtaj, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we are muhtaj, we are only muhtaj on you, my Allah. Don't make us muhtaj on any of your makhluk, my Allah. Allah give us Mawt in Madina Sharif. Balil Jannatul Baqi, the Shafa'at of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Hodi Kuthur Watahum Rasulullah Mubarak hands. Make us end the Jannat without any Hisab Kitab. Ya Allah protect us from Azab of Qabr, Azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya all those who requested duas, Ya Allah accept the Jais Murad, Hazirin, Ghaibin, Sabki Dua, Qabool Farma. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them Hufaz, Ulama, Sulaha, Atqiya, Abrar, Muqarrabin, Maqbulin. Protect our youth, my Allah. Help them, guide them, my Allah. Protect them from drugs and alcohol. Ya Allah, they want to live a pious life, Ya Allah. You guide them, give them the himmat. Just put them onto sirat mustaqim, Ya Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.